Welcome to Shomach Shavah on the Daf, a holding in Zvochim, Daf Tzadigimo. The Mishnah Amud Beis, referring to the Dam Achatos that spilled on a Beged, requires Kibus. So says the Mishnah, it has to be B'mokom Kodesh. Rashi says, what's Mokom Kodesh? They have to do the Kibus in the Azor itself. Today the Beyudo, in Or HaChaim Tanino, Simen Kuv Chof Dalet, he brings a question from Rishaya Pik, that in the Torah's Kohanim is brought down regarding Mincha, it has to be eaten b'mokom kodesh. So says the Torah's Kohanim, mokom kodesh, maybe it means a machne levio, which means in the entire Yerushalayim. The pasuk says, tomud loyma b'chatzar oyel moyet. So it says, you see from here, the mokom kodesh alone can be the machne levio, can be the entire Yerushalayim. Mokom kodesh doesn't mean the azara. So how do we know that the kibbutz of the begadim needs to be b'azara? Maybe because the pasuk says Mokom Kodesh, but Mokom Kodesh means in Yerushalayim. How do we know it has to be in the Azara? So on the footnote over there in Noi de Biyudo, there's a Hagah from the son of Noi de Biyudo. The son of Noi de Biyudo says, look at the Ramban in Chumash, in Parshat Tzav, and you'll understand why it needs to be in the Azara. If you look at the Ramban tells us, Hichmer akasu bedam anivula babeget la soysoy, when you have blood in the beged, it's considered to be, says the Ramban, as if there was no hazor yet, as if there was no sprinkling of the blood. And in Mele, it cannot go out of the hazor. Where is Dam Achatos? Where does it belong to? Dam Achatos before the hazor belongs in the hazor. You cannot take it out of the Bisa Mikdash. The Torah that says Mokom Kodosh says that when you have blood which is swallowed in the beged, the definition of it is that the blood is as if it was not sprinkled yet. That's how we treat this blood. This also answers a question of the Torah says Shonim in Yumudav Chofalaf, that we were speaking there about breaking the Klicheris. So it says that you break it and you have to leave it over there. It was swallowed there in the place. I think I was going to tell us a little later. So it says the Torah says Shonim, how do you know? Maybe after you broke it, you could take it out. Why has to stay there? But according to the Ramban, the idea of all these kalim that receive the blood is as if there was not sprinkled there with the blood. You can't take it out of the azar because we treat it as if the blood is still there. Another nekudu that connects this Ramban is the Parshas Drachim. He has a chelik in a sefer called Derech Mitzvasecho, which is written in Sefer HaMitzvahs. And the end of chelik aleph of that sefer, he has a question on the Ramban. The Ramban holds that whenever you have several mitzvahs that are all the same, they all counted as one mitzvah. So when the Rambam goes ahead and he counts in the mitzvahs of the Kerbonis, he counts Oilo, Chatos, Oshom, Shlomi, Mincha, each one as his own mitzvah. The Rambam says, no, they're all considered to be Kerbonis, so they're all going to be one mitzvah. So ask the Parshas Drachim, what about the concept of the kibus that we have, when you have the Dam Achatos falling on the Beged? There, why is the Ramban not counting that as a separate mitzvah? That's not part of the mitzvahs of Kerbonis. How is that connected to the mitzvahs of Kerbonis? So ask the Parshas Drachim, the Ramban, I understand the Ramban puts together mitzvahs that are similar in one, but the idea of the kibbutz b'godim, that should be a separate mitzvah, and he stays with the question of the Ramban. So the Tchelis Mordechai, which is one of the mefarshim in the Ramban, he says the Ramban himself answered the question. Because the Ramban said that what's the idea of kibbutz b'godim? The idea is it's considered to be as if the blood was not thrown yet, meaning there was no zrika yet. So this is one of the halakhas that have to do with the Kerbonis. It's not a separate thing. It's not a standalone thing. It's part of the Maisik Kerbonis. That's what the Ramban is telling us. And because it's part of the Maisik Kerbonis, is how you treat the Korban. What do you do with the blood of the Korban? So it's not a separate mitzvah. And this is what the son of the Noi de Biyuda points out. He says that's the reason the Mokom Kodesh means the Azara, because the blood is considered to be as if it was not Nizrak, so it cannot go out of the Azara. That's the idea. That's the source of this concept. How do we know Mokom Kodesh is the Azara? It's based on this Ramban. And this sheds light a little bit on the inyanim that we're oisek in these dapim, which is the kibbutz b'godim and the shvira of the klicheres and the washing that we have on the klei nechoshes that we have with Dam Achatos. That it's not just a standalone thing, you know, Dam Achatos, by the way, when after you did it, it could cause these issues. But this is part of the treatment that you treat the Dam Achatos. Meaning the blood of the Korban has different things that it has, different elements, different halachas. These are part of the halachas of the Korban before the Korban is ever even done. That's part of how you treat, how you do the Maisa Korbanis, is how this blood has an effect. And you can connect it here what the Ramah and the Sefer Torah Sa'ilu comes to give us reasoning for many of Inyonia Karbonis. So he explains, what's the idea that Dama Chatos requires Kibus? Because when Chatos is connected to Baal Tshuva, someone came to Tshuva, he did a Chait, and he's coming to bring a Korban to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mokash Shabbat, L'Tshuvi Oim Dim, Afilu Tzadikim Gemurim, Einem Yochlim La'amoit. The blood of the Chatos is in a higher place than other bloods. And that blood affects and does gdusha. It goes into a beged, you have to do kibus. And if it goes into a kli, you have to cleanse it. Because the gdusha remains, because it's the dam of chatos representing the Baal Tshuva. Crediting that to the Ramban, the idea is that the blood always remains in that gdusha when it's treated as a Baal Tshuva. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shomach Shava Shirim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.